So I was at a bar mitzvah years ago. The boy is now 21 years old or so. And the bar mitzvah boy had pretty much self-taught himself the entire parsha. Pretty impressive. And of course, it was Parshas Noach. And he nailed the first aliyah. Amazing job. I was so impressed. And then he gets to the second aliyah. And he's halfway through Sheni. He's in the midst of the Mabul. And he completely melts down. I mean, he chokes through the words, finishes the aliyah, and then just can't move. He's paralyzed with fear, and then he sits himself down. And everybody's trying to figure out what happened. What can we do? How can we make this better? And there was no way. The rabbi spoke to him. His parents spoke to him. His bar mitzvah teacher spoke to him. There was no moving him at all. The rabbi gave his drasha early with the hope that the boy would be able to rebound and recover, and he did not. That was the end of his day. Okay, someone else finished the laning. My great fortune was that I had to speak at lunch at that bar mitzvah, and I had to say something meaningful to this boy. Now, what do you say when you say, ah, mazel tov, you have not successfully finished your bar mitzvah parsha. You've been preparing for a year, and in the end, what did you do? So it's a tough one. It was a really, really tough one. But what I believe, the idea that I came up with that day to share with him was, I think, such a perfect message. You see, at the end of this week's parsha, we read about the Migdal Bavel, the tower that's built by the people in Bavel. And it's such a strange story, and it's so challenging. What were they thinking? What were they doing? And what did they really do wrong? They wanted to build a tall tower, Rosh Hashanah. Why does God get so angry at them? But perhaps the message that God was saying to them was, I don't really care how big you build things. That's not how you make a name for yourself. Naselanu shame. They wanted to make a name for themselves. But God says, that's not how you make it. So if you want to make a name for yourself, it is what you accomplish, not what you build. What does that mean, what I accomplish? What is my meaningful accomplishment? How do I leave the earth a better place than it was when I got here? And perhaps the beauty is that Avram is introduced at the end of the parsha, and he is the bridge from Noach. We said the other day that the maaseim, the ikar maaseim shel tzaddikim, is what? Their maasim, right? The actions are what really is the amazing part of tzaddikim. But that's not Avraham. Avraham goes much, 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 much deeper. He doesn't build buildings. He doesn't build edifices. He doesn't even build his own actions. What he does is he creates generations and generations of people that observe his basic tenets, the tenets of God. That's really what the parasha is all about. Naselanu shame. Yeah, you want to make yourself a name. How do you make for yourself a name? You make yourself a name by creating generations of people that are doing the same thing as you. The Egyptians built pyramids. They're gone. And the pyramids are somewhat still there, but there's no memory of the people that did it. We as the Jewish people, what do we have? Well, there's nothing left really of our Beis HaMikdash, but the Kiyum HaMitzvos and the observance of all the different things we do and the learning of Torah that we still hold dear after all these generations and all these years. That's what it's all about. That's how you make a name. And that name is something that God is so happy with. And that's a name that doesn't go away ever.